We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We're the Old School crew. DP's out handling some business today. But we are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on. Yesterday was Teammates Tuesday, Teammates Takeover, essentially. So we weren't on to really dive into the NFL trades. I think it's going to be the first of, I wouldn't say many, but there's a lot more movement. And when we talked about a little bit on the crossover and what these players have as far as power or the ability to have more control over the career. And I really think it changed, and this is a little bit different take on it. I think it really changed, Austin, when teams started to embrace two things. Started to embrace former players being coaches. I think you start to see, that. And I think you got to give the godfather of it, Bruce Arians. He's done a ton, not only hiring and coaching and mentoring minorities, but then also having a staff of former players. Now you see Dan Campbell doing it, and a ton of it. Bill Belichick set up Gerard Mayo to be the next coach. But then also I think a change was when players started to really think like business-wise, as social media and social pressures change as far as players out in the community and not just quarterbacks, right? Not just high-profile guys. Just guys, just good players really getting the credit that they deserve. And then the players started representing themselves. So then now you're cutting out the middleman. Yes, you know, you remember about Lamar Jackson. Everybody always, his mom's his agent, this, and this. Well, that was just negotiation one-on-one. Like on their Baltimore Ravens side, because here's a little secret for everybody out there. Next time you hear it, these GMs saying that a player isn't equipped to, you know, represent himself. Now, there's been some players that have been making mistakes and stuff, and that just happens even with agents. When you have agents too, me and Strick talked about it as well, is that there's not one contract that's agreed to that doesn't get signed off by the NFLPA. So if it's a really, really bad contract and the language is in there that's really, really bad for the player, it will not be able to go through. And we've seen that plenty of times. So I think that's changed, and so that's why I think you see players on the move a lot more. You saw Devontae Adams even back with Wide Receiver One, which is a Netflix show, and he talked about Antonio Pierce being the head coach after McDaniel got fired. He said, I don't even have to be here. So that lets you know he's already had conversations with them, the Raiders, and his agent. That's control. That would never happen before. Eric Moles would have been. Andre probably could have. but Corey Bradford couldn't. Peerless Price really couldn't. You know, I'm talking about the number two guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's all relative, but it's a lot more frequent now in the NFL and NBA.
Just according to your gut, however you read the leagues right now, has there been a shift in the number of trades where the team wants to get rid of the player versus the player wanting to get rid of their current team?
I think the players want to get rid of some teams. I do. I mean, mm-hmm. Devontae Adams is a perfect example. He's looking around, and you have to protect your career. When I played, you were just stuck until they decided to cut you. And then they said, you know, you don't have a quarterback or the situation that you already have a rookie head coach, and they're like, all of a sudden you're not productive. And then they're, you know, at that time that they were, the one thing that's really changed is there. It's the players that can play, and then there's the players that can't play. So you can't, like, you got to hang on the guys that actually can play, or they're actually more tradable. But I think a lot of players are looking at situations in how organizations are ran, and you know, willing to make a move and really to try to, you know, do things to try to dictate their future. So more power to them.
And to some degree, I think it only amplifies the degree to which we know organizations are good organizations versus bad organizations, in air quotes, based on how they do business. Because now I think an organization that would have, you know, ruled with an iron fist, this is how we want it, we will keep you as long as we want you. Bad organizations went from that to too soft. To coddling, to going too far in on the players. Yeah. But you see, I'll still throw Pittsburgh, Baltimore in that conversation. I think the best front offices now, even with the shift to maybe more player power, they're not coddling their players. They're not, you know, giving them everything that they could dream of. They're not making the players in charge of the organization. They're treating them well. They're treating them fairly. But they know the best way to keep their players is not with an iron fist.
Right.
It's to make them feel valued, appreciated. Yeah. Help set them up for success, because then the player will want to stay.
Right, they'll want to stay, and then you'll get some more mutually beneficial contracts, and then you'll see players, you know, be more invested into doing the best for the team and themselves and the community, so forth and so on. So I think it's a little bit of you player to player, but then also in general, you want to make sure that you treat the players with respect and not take advantage of them. So you're seeing more organizations be up to it. And here's what a lot of organizations have adapted. And I had to deal with this when you go, and it was very hard for me. I was blessed enough to play in Nebraska during a very winning time. Then I went to Buffalo, a very winning time, and everything was done the right way. Then I got traded to Houston, a great organization, but we were upstart, you know, we were expansion franchise, and you started to, and they didn't coddle guys, but it was like, the moves were like, they had, I think that I felt like they had too much leeway.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Marino and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for. Social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
They didn't have a standard set.
They didn't have a standard set.
Not saying they didn't know what they were doing, but they're also an expansion franchise.
Right, but you still should have a standard set. That's the reason why some guys got hired at certain positions. And it was like they knew that they could do whatever they want, and the players were at their mercy. Whereas like in this situation where we had a lot of really good defensive players, and in that day and time, if we had the power to be able to move, we could have pushed the envelope for them to get us some support offensively faster. Now, here comes Andre Johnson after you didn't fail on I don't know how many. So you finally got it right. Well, then you decided, well, now we got this dude. We're actually going to try to get some offensive linemen. Now we're going to blow up the defense. Well, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if that organization had drugged their feet for in that second year, you would have seen a lot more guys request trades, but you couldn't request trades back then. I mean, you could, but it wasn't going to do anything.
You get laughed at.
You get watered down there. You get, you know, like Strick said, manipulated and all that. Now, you know, guys, it wouldn't be a mass exodus, but you definitely would be doing things that are betterment to you down there. So it was but I think a lot more teams operate like that now, how they were operating in Houston at that time. And it didn't work out for Houston, but when it really changed is like when Rick Smith and those guys came in, and then also Bob McNair, the owner, changed the identity of it. He said that he actually went out, talked, communicated with other owners, and figured out what the standard was, and then brought it here. Obviously, he, you know, brought Rick Smith from Denver, started making some more aggressive moves, brought in Kubiak. Mm-hmm. Thing changed, and then you start to see him make the playoffs all the time. Bill O'Brien, so forth and so on.
It's interesting when we look at pro sports and then college sports as well, right? I mean, it's manifesting itself there as well with player empowerment. I think there are a lot of people who would want to say one is good and one is bad. There's pros and there's cons of both systems,
right?
So when you look at these eras, there are definitely changes that have needed to have been made. Like adding free agency seems like a no-brainer.
It's free agency.
Well,
not
to college, but I'm saying like to the pros.
Yeah, when it came pros, to the pros, but it hasn't been around that long.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like that was a necessary change that made a lot of sense for the leagues. We don't necessarily know what all the shortcomings of the player empowerment era are. We're maybe seeing some in the NBA, potentially, right? Yeah. There have been some cracks in that system.
Yeah.
Will it be the same in college football? Will it be the same in the NFL? Maybe similar, probably not exactly the same. But I don't want to say that, you know, the player empowerment era, if you want to call it that, is perfect.
No.
Or the previous era was perfect. No. There are flaws in every system. The way it's going to work best, if you find a balance between them, find that middle ground. Because if it's all teams, that's a problem. If it's all players, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. There's a reason CBAs are 52-48, not 55-45.
Right, and it's all individual based. You have players that take advantage of the system.
Yeah.
You could look at guys like, you know, I love him as a player, like Albert Bell, right? Or like, you know, Albert Haynesworth. You got guys that all of a sudden get big contracts and tank. Well, then, you know, and just decide not to work hard and all this other stuff. Well, that happens. That's going to happen here down here at college with the transfer portal NIL.
That's a human thing.
That's not a system thing. Yeah, and that's but people don't differentiate that, right? So those are just part of the problems. Now, you know, what has to really make sure it happens is somehow they set up a system that where the players who are very young, right, are jumping into a business world with people that have been doing this two or three times at their age. So what I mean is like this. So, you know, the people that are on the football side are well equipped and averse in doing this, and so then here's all these young players. They better have good representation in a union to do so, because then they could maybe possibly get taken advantage of and not find out till later on down the road. So, you know, it's definitely a unique time in sports. You see a lot more trades. You see it in the NBA, big trades, small trades, undercover signings, and then it's all about what you make of it. I mean, everything's got. I mean, look, these college kids are getting paid. In some cases, as much or more than guys in the NBA, and doesn't matter what the sport is. So you know, this is what you wanted, and more power to him. Because somebody just asked me, like, what do you think you guys would have got in NIL back then? It's been great, but you know what? I'm happy for these kids, man. You take it. You are in a great time. The best. The only advice I give to these kids is, it's a very short time. Take the take every advantage that you can, but don't lose sight of what your best selling point is. You're here to play football. Because if you don't take that type of mindset, because the NIL is going to be there, especially at a place number. NIL is there. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're operating with, like, I call it house money, like, right? Mm-hmm. But that house money is only here for the 3 or 4 years that you're here. Well, if you don't handle your business,
it's only those 3 or 4 years.
It's only those 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. Use your house money to springboard you to something that's real. Mm-hmm. That's why we're Coach Rule said, I want guys that want to go to the NFL. I want NFL. I want guys that have aspirations to go to the NFL. Mm-hmm. If you just got aspirations just to come here and think you're going to do it, then what are you going to do? You know, right. Well, yeah, you could bounce around the UFL and all that. And look, the NFL is not for everybody because there's only the 1% of the 1% make it. And that's not going to change. But put yourself in the best chance to get there. And once you get there, if you put yourself in the best chance to get there, then you're giving yourself a better chance to survive and continue to grow there. Just because you were paid, probably overpaid, handsomely in college, doesn't mean it's applicable to the NFL.
League's not going to overpay you very often.
The league ain't going to pay you at all. If you can't play, you out of there. If you mess up enough, you gone. There's no
mess
friends.
Up enough might be once sometimes.
That's it. One time. So, anyways, good first segment. We're going to come back, talk some more NFL news. Obviously, we got the Jets. What do we think about the Jets, Bills, Steelers? What are they going to do at quarterback? Could Russell Wilson be on their move? If I'm Bryce Young, I'm out of there. Multitude of other trades that are going to be on the sneak, too. But anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Make fall cleanup quick and easy and save big money at Menards. From chainsaws, hedge trimmers, to blowers and more, Works Power Tools and Lawn Equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. Check out Menards' entire selection of Works Power Tools and Lawn Equipment. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.